Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, we'll be featuring music written by women songwriters such as Dorothy Fields, Betty Comden, and Una Mae Carlisle, performed by Peggy Lee, Nat King Cole, Fred Astaire, Ella Fitzgerald, and others, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. That's coming up next on Afterglow.
Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned. Leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me.
For
Frank Sinatra with Willow Weep For Me from Only the Lonely, an oft-recorded standard written by George Gershwin's lover Anne Rennell, who wrote or co-wrote a great deal of other music for the movies and Broadway, including the famous Disney-featured song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, with a program highlighting standards written or co-written by women composers, who in the early decades of American popular song had to struggle for the limelight, as women had to do in so many areas of American life. Dorothy Fields is one of the first and most famous women writers of popular song. She was a lyricist whose father, who was a Broadway producer and vaudeville veteran, did not want her going into show business, but she and two of her siblings landed there anyway. Fields' first significant creative partnership was with Jimmy McHugh. They started out writing for review shows at New York's famed Cotton Club, the music performed by, among others, Duke Ellington's big band. And throughout the late 1920s and early 1930s, they produced a slew of songs that would go on to become standards. Don't Blame Me, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and On the Sunny Side of the Street among them. We'll start off with Count Basie and Jimmy Rushing on vocals, doing Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh's Exactly Like You on Afterglow.
Thank you. baby. That's the only thing I'm plenty of. Baby, dream my wild, scheme my wild, baby. You should do that. My love, my love, my love, Apollonia, and Niagara, all the things that you have probably do. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell for baby. Baby, let me blow. Diamond bracelet, woodwork, tops on sale. My little baby, don't run on. Tell that lucky day, your lucky day, you know darn well. Baby, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Sugiwah Raymond Tunia, J.C. Hurd, Ray Brown and Herb Ellis, Nobanso De, Saike Saikono, Utai Tedes, Dozo Ella Fitzgerald.
In the shade, with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. Crossed over, and I'm walking in clover. If I never, never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my
in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me can't you see? When you do the things you do, that I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me want someone like you to love. Blame your sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms, it melts in my arms, but don't blame me. Charms, it melts in my arms, but don't blame me.
Nat King Cole Trio doing Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh's Don't Blame Me from the Complete Capitol Trio recordings. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald doing Fields and McHugh's On the Sunny Side of the Street from Ella Fitzgerald, The Concert Years. Louis Armstrong before that, yet another Fields McHugh tune, as were all of the songs we heard in that set. I Can't Give You Anything But Love from the collection Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. And we start off with the Count Basie Big Band, Jimmy Rushing on vocals, doing Exactly Like You from the Complete Decca recordings. In the mid-1930s, Dorothy Fields forged a new writing partnership, this one with Jerome Kern in Hollywood. Kern was once described by Richard Rodgers as a giant with one foot in Europe and the other in America. And writer William Zinsser says that it's Fields who really put the swing in Kern's later work. Fields really liked Jerome Kern. She said that he had a small statue of Wagner on his piano. He'd play something he'd written, she later recalled, and if there was an expression on your face that you didn't care for it, he'd turn the little statuette around facing away and say, "Wagner doesn't like it." Some of Fields and Kearns' biggest hits came from the Fred Astaire movie Swing Time, A Fine Romance, The Way You Look Tonight, and Pick Yourself Up, all songs featured in that movie. And decades later, Barack Obama alluded to Fields' lyrics for Pick Yourself Up in his 2009 presidential inaugural address, saying that starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America. Here's Anita O'Day performing the song Pick Yourself Up on Afterglow.
Impossible, I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up and dust myself off and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? So pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again. of things are possible. I have found for when my chin is on the ground. I pick myself up and dust myself off and start all over again. And don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous man who had to fall to rise again? So pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again. Start all over again. Start all over again. It's about my
should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't nestle, a fine romance you won't wrestle. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Clap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no clinches. A fine romance with no pinches. You never give the orchids I send a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Oh, boy, what a
thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that little laugh that wrinkles your nose just touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm, or won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look.
Fred Astaire in 1952 singing Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields' The Way You Look Tonight, originally part of a 4-LP set called The Astaire Story. This recording pulled from a compilation called A Fine Romance, the Jerome Kern Songbook. And Fred Astaire basically backed up there by the Oscar Peterson Trio. Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller joining them on drums. Before that, Astaire, 16 years earlier, doing the Jerome Kern Dorothy Fields song A Fine Romance, with some of the possibly most sarcastic lyrics ever written for a love song. That comes from Starring Fred Astaire, a collection of Astaire's late 1930s movie recordings. And we started off with Anita O'Day doing Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern's Pick Yourself Up from Anita O'Day's album of the same name, recorded at the end of 1956, and as I mentioned earlier, lyrics that were alluded to by Barack Obama in his presidential inaugural address. Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern's partnership would come to an end in 1945, just as they were preparing to do the songs for the musical Annie Get Your Gun, terminated sadly by Kern's sudden death. Fields would continue to write songs and books for musicals for many years, working with, among others, Arthur Schwartz and Cy Coleman. We'll have more music from women songwriters in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus Bicycle Garage for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candle.
She Wrote the Song is the theme this time around on Afterglow. All songs on this particular edition of the show written or co-written by women composers. And the next featured songwriter is a woman who co-wrote only a handful of songs, but nearly all of them gems, and nearly all of them recorded initially by her good friend Billie Holiday. Irene Kitchings was a very talented pianist and composer from Cleveland, spent a lot of time in Chicago in the late 1920s leading an all-female trio. And it was there that she met pianist Teddy Wilson, ended up marrying him, and supposedly had quite a lot of influence on his musical development. Unfortunately, their marriage would eventually end in a breakup after they moved back to New York City, but it did inspire two of the songs we're about to hear, which Kitchings co-wrote with Arthur Herzog. It was saxophonist Benny Carter who encouraged Kitchings to return to writing music after the end of her marriage to Teddy Wilson, and her cousin later said that the music just came pouring out of her heart. Eventually, Kitchings returned to Cleveland and remarried, pretty much left behind the popular song and jazz life, but also left behind a slim but stellar musical legacy. Here's Billie Holiday singing Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog's Some Other Spring on Afterglow.
Some other spring I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair some other spring. When twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love in some other spring. But deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring. Staying to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love in some other spring.
I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. When I was stranded, came your helping hand. Lonely, hurt, I had not known which way to turn, until you said, try smiles, not tears, just laugh and learn. I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. that hope was really gone. You showed me I was wrong, and you taught me how to carry on. Thanks for the lift in time, thanks for your song. I'm pulling through, and it's because of you. I'd do the same for you if your turn came. Hope it never will, for I've been through the mill. I won't forget this debt I'm
Irene Kitching's and Arthur Herzog's I'm Pulling Through from her 2004 CD. The Girl in the Other Room. Before that, we heard Irene Kitching's friend Billie Holiday, her second recording of Kitching's and Herzog's song Some Other Spring, done in 1956 for the album Lady Sings the Blues. Holiday had also recorded that song back in the late 1930s, and it was a song that meant quite a lot to Billie Holiday. She actually titled the first chapter of her autobiography Some Other Spring, and referred very fondly in her later years to her friend Irene Kitching's, who wrote only a handful of songs, but nearly all of them quite memorable. Pianist, singer, and composer Una Mae Carlisle, like Irene Kitching's, hailed from Ohio. She came to fame as a teenager when a Fats Waller heard her performing and invited her onto his radio show at WLW in Cincinnati. And Carlisle would parlay that break into an extended period as a revue and solo cabaret performer in Europe in the mid to late 1930s. In 1938, she began recording first for the Vocalion label, and then quite prolifically for several years for Bluebird, including a number of songs that she wrote or co-wrote. Some of her earliest songs became hits, and one was done by Benny Goodman's Big Band with Peggy Lee. We'll hear that, but first we'll hear Carlisle herself performing one of her songs, Walkin' by the River, on Afterglow.
There's dew up on the ground and not a soul in sight. I'm walking by the river 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. I hear a distant sound. I see a far off light. I'm walking by the river 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. Murmuring waters say there's no time to delay. Hurry on your way, my friend. If you don't get there soon, there may not be a moon to guide you to that happy end. My heart is riding high. My blues have taken flight. And I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight.
Peggy Lee singing a song co-written by Una Mae Carlisle, A Sea a Million People, done with Benny Goodman's Big Band in 1941. Peggy Lee, that's one of her earliest recordings, actually, with Goodman, and she still sounds a little bit reticent there, not really fully developed into her style yet. It comes from a CD collection called Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman, The Complete Recordings, 1941 through 1947. And before that, Carlisle herself in 1940, singing another song that she co-wrote, Walkin' by the River, from Una Mae Carlisle, 1938 through 1941. Unfortunately, Carlisle battled health problems for many years, and she ultimately retired in the early 1950s, passing away in 1956 at the age of 40. We'll wrap up Afterglow with a couple of songs co-written by Betty Comden. Along with creative partner Adolph Green, Comden worked on many successful musicals and movies in the 1940s and 1950s, including On the Town, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and Bells Are Ringing. Among the songs that bear their stamp are Some Other Time, Lucky to Be Me, Make Someone Happy, and Lonely Town. The duo also collaborated on the story and screenplay for the legendary Gene Kelly film Singin' in the Rain, and the film The Bandwagon, which featured a husband and wife musical writing team based on themselves. They also wrote a number of standards with Julie Stein. Here's Tony Sutton singing one such song, Make Someone Happy, on Afterglow.
Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One man you're ever. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to?
fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came inside, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to be me. Me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to.
We closed with Blossom Dearie doing a song co-written by Betty Comden, Lucky to Be Me, from the album. Blossom Dearie sings Comden and Green. Before that, Turney Sutton singing another Comden and Green song co-written with Julie Stein, Make Someone Happy, from Turney Sutton's CD On the Other Side. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at wfiu.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends,
We're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone.